The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Rosh Hashanah, Daf Ches. The Gemara on Amud Aleph discusses the Makaris, the sources of the halacha, that Mosif Meichal al Kodesh. We add on, whenever there's a time that's Kodesh, be it Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, Shemitah, we add on extra time that's Chol to the time that's Kodesh. And we discussed on the Shir Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches, in the previous year, we discussed many of the halachas of Tosfos Shabbos, of adding on to Shabbos, in the beginning of Shabbos. There's a mitzvah according to most Rishonim, it's Deraisa, and the Makaris are learned down our sugya, to add on to Shabbos, from before Shabbos, a few extra minutes. We discussed how long this amount of time has to be it 2 minutes, 5 minutes, or in order to be choshish for extra shittas, as early as 18 or 20 minutes before Shkia, one should be Mekabel Shabbos. We also discussed that there's a difference between the Kabbalah of the Yachid, of a private person, and the Kabbalah of a Tzibur. When the whole Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos together, sometime before Shkia, by saying L'chadodi with Bayi Kala, by saying Miz Mershir, or by everyone answering to Baruch Hu. We'll now discuss some other differences that there are between the Kabbalah of a Yachid and the Kabbalah of a Tzibur. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish, Samach Aleph, Sif Dalad, says as follows. After Anias Baruch Hu, after answering Baruch Hu, Afal Pi Sha'adayin Yoimu, even though it's still day, Eim Arvin, one no longer can make an Erev Chatzeres. The Ein Tomnin, the Halacha is on Shabbos, one's not allowed to wrap up food, the Matzman food, if it's completely wrapped from all sides, even in a Dovish Ein Mitzv Hevel, even in a wrapping, an encasing that's not going to add heat. And the Halacha is that once the Tzibur enters Baruch Hu, one already may not do Hatmana, and one may already not do Erev Chatzeres. Mishum du kabel the Shabbos away, because it's concerned that the people already were kabel Shabbos themselves. Well, the Yidon, the Shulchan Aruch says that for us, that we say Mizmer Shilia Meshabbos, have a mirus Mizmer Shilia Meshabbos, Kaniyas Baruch Hu Ledu, has the same halacha as answering Baruch Hu. And we said that the Mishnebura brings from the Derech Chochma, that by us saying Bayi Kalo is also considered Kabbalah Shabbos, just like Mizmer Shir and Baruch Hu. Now, the halacha is that Ben Hashmoshes, and this actually appears in the beginning of the same simon, Ereish Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph, Ben Hashmoshes, one may do Hatmada, one may wrap up the hat food, and one may still do Erev Chatzeres. Erev Tchumen, L'Chatchila, one's not allowed to do during that time. The Erev Chatzeres may still be done Ben Hashmoshes. It's preferable to do it before Shkia, but if it was not done before Shkia, one may still make an Erev Chatzeres after Shkia, during the time that's Ben Hashmoshes, that we're not sure if it's day or night. Here we see that after the Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos, after Tosfos, when it's already Tosfos for Shabbos, the time it's added on to Shabbos, one may no longer do Erev Chatzeres and Hatmana. Indeed, some of the Achronim, the Chacham Tzvi, has a very shver. He thinks it's very hard to understand how it could be that Tosfos Shabbos, which is a mitzvah essay, even if it's deraisa, a mitzvah essay, how could it be that it's more chomer, its halachos are more strict and more stringent than Ben Hashmoshes, which is a time that we're not sure it might actually be Shabbos proper. There's a suffix, there's a tzad, that maybe it's already Shabbos, and so does Malacha, that should be Chayav Skila. And here we see that the time of Tosfos Shabbos is more chomer. But there's another problem here. There's a stira, a seeming contradiction to what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Tzadi Gimel, Sif Beis. There it says that Echad Eruv Chatzeres, of Echad Shetufim Avoyis, Eruv Chatzeres, or Shetufim Avoyis, which is similar to Eruv Chatzeres, we learned about that in Masechet Erevin, Ma'arvin Estam Ben Hashmoshes, well, we still do them Ben Hashmoshes, if we did not do it before Shkia, Va'afilum Parkiwal of Teis V'Shabbos, even if he already accepted upon himself Teis V'Shabbos, he must still make an Eruv Chatzeres. Some say it's Osir in Kibbalah of Tosfos Shabbos, once he already accepted on himself Tosfos Shabbos. And indeed, the Mishnebura brings from the Bir Hagra that he seems to feel that the correct sheet of the Paschal like is the second sheet, that's also to make an Erev Chatzeres once one is already in the Kabbalah of Tosfos Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch here definitely brings two sheetas, and in fact, usually when the Shulchan Aruch brings one sheet of Stam and afterwards brings the Yesh Omrim that some say not like that, usually it means that the Halacha, the Mechaber is trying to tell us that the Halacha is like the Stam, is like the first sheet which he brings without saying Yesh Omrim. That will mean that the Mechaber holds it to Machlokes, and the Iker sheet is the first sheet, that even after one is Mechaber Teis V'Shabbos, he may still make an Erev Chatzeres. And here it's Siman Reish Samach Aleph Sif Dalad, the Mechaber says very clearly that after Baruch Hu or after Miz Mashir, Ein Ma'arvin, one may no longer make Erev Chatzeres, do Kibbalah Shabbos alay, because the one who has answered Baruch Hu has already started Shabbos. How do we reconcile these two psalms of the Shulchan Aruch with each other? So the Bir Halacha, over here in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, Der Matzach Ein Ma'arvin, he says that it's actually Machlokes Rishonim, because although the Pashtus in the Rishonim would be Lahachmir, like the Shulchan Aruch says over here in Reish Samach Aleph, the Mordecha, who this Halacha comes from, he actually brings Rabbeinu Yoel, who argues on this, And he says that's mutter. And the Mechaber, the Rishon Mechaber Tzuvdal, is being Sosim. He's saying, Stam Nalak Ibn Yoel. He's saying that it's also to make Erev Chaseris once one's ready in the Mechaber Shabbos. He brings the sphere of the Mishintah Yigimel, and the Alokha, he says that many of the Acharonim, he provides a list, Eliyahu Rabba on Teretz, brought down Prima Godim, the Masik Brocha brought down the Shari Tshuva, the Shulchan HaTeshitim, which is written by the Baal Mechaber, the Kevus Mishnah Rambam, he wrote a Sefer Shulchan HaTeshitim, and Hilchos Shabbos. These Acharonim, they say that the Teretz is, that there's a difference between when a Yochid is Mekabel Shabbos on himself, and when a Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos. When the whole Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos with Baruch Hu, then, whether then everyone agrees, or then the Mechaber holds that the correct fact certainly is that one may no longer make an Erev Chatzeres. However, when a Yochid of Mekabel Shabbos on himself, then the Mechaber is willing to bring down two Shittas, that then it's a Machlekes, and actually the Mechaber seems to be leaning at the Iker Shita is the Kula, the one may still make an Erev Chatzeres, and the same would apply, the one may then do Atmana. So here we see a difference between the Kabbalah of a Tzibur to the Kabbalah of a Yochid. If a Yochid of a private person of a Kabbalah Shabbos on himself, it's not going to be any stricter than it was Ben Shemashis, and those coolers that apply Ben Shemashis, such as that he can make Erev Chatzeres and he can still do Atmana, those coolers will still apply. Mashenken, on the other hand, if the Tzibur is already Mekabbalah Shabbos, then it's too late, and it actually becomes stricter to Ben Shemashis, since the whole Tzibur is Mekabbalah Shabbos upon themselves. Now, there actually is a different teretz to this theory of Shulchan Aruch. Dogum Revolva on the side of Shulchan Aruch, he says his teretz, and the Shari Tshuva brings it for him in Simarei Samach Aleph. The same teretz is mentioned in the end by the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He also says his teretz, that there's two types of the Mekabel Shabbos early. One can actually Mekabel on himself the whole Kedusha of Shabbos early, and once one's Mekabel Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos proper, then he no longer make Erev Chatzeres or do Atmana, then it's too late. And that's what happens, that's what takes place. And the Tzibur says Baruch Hu, the starting Shabbos itself. But there's another type of Kabbalah they can make. Instead of the Mekabel Shabbos proper, they can Mekabel Tosfos Shabbos. There's a law from the Sif and Mechol Allah Kodesh. There's the Indian of creating Tosfos Shabbos. One can Mekabel themselves Tosfos Shabbos. One is Mekabel Tosfos Shabbos on himself. He already may not do the Melachos, the things that are also to do on Shabbos, but he still has the coolest that apply Ben Hashmashas. He may still do Erev Chatzeres. He may still do Atmana. These things are still Mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down the Shita. He does not seem to feel that it's the correct Teretz, it's the halacha. He feels the halacha is that the difference is between a tzibur and a yachid. And the Aruch HaShulchan actually brings the book to Ritzim. He also says that he doesn't like the Teretz of Dogum Revolva. Where do we find there's two types of the Mekabel Shabbos early, the Mekabel Real Shabbos, and the Mekabel Tosfos Shabbos? The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like this Teretz. And he also seems to go that the correct Teretz is the difference between yachid and a tzibur. However, there may still be some times that this Teretz will be applicable. For example, if one did not daven mincha yet and it's close to Shkia, so he still has to daven mincha, and it's Friday afternoon close to Shkia, it'll be advisable, and I saw in the Sefer Kavitz Halachos from Shmuel Kamenetzke, he advised this as well, that he should mekabel himself Tosfos Shabbos. To mekabel Shabbos proper, then he would no longer be able to daven mincha. If he's mekabel Tosfos Shabbos, he would not be able to do any malacha. According to the Dogum Revolva and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he'll be mekayim the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos, of the Moshev Mechol al Kodesh, which according to many, or according to most Rishonim, is deraisa, learned out from our sugya, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, and he'll still be able to daven mincha. So though lechatchila one should mekabel himself Kedusha Shabbos, but there is such a concept of the mekabel Tosfos Shabbos mentioned by the Dogum Revolva and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and in such a case, it would be advisable for a person to mekabel themselves on themselves Tosfos Shabbos if they cannot mekabel Shabbos proper. In fact, I heard from a young man who moved from Lakewood to Toronto to join the Kollel of Toronto that he found out when he got to Toronto that the Kollel davens mincha on Friday afternoon 20 minutes before Shkia. There's no early mincha in the Kollel on Friday afternoon at the end of Seder at 1, 2 o'clock. The mincha on the Kollel is 20 minutes before Shkia, right before Kabbalah Shabbos. And this Yigaman approached the Rosh Kollel of Shlomo Miller Shlita, and he told him that when I was in Lakewood, I always daven mincha early in Lakewood, I daven mincha at the end of first Seder, at the end of the morning Seder, the beginning of the afternoon. And this Yigaman said, then I was able to mekabel myself Shabbos early, 15, 20, 30 minutes before Shkia, like Mr. Brewer advises, like Mr. Brewer recommended, it's a significant amount of time before Shkia. And here in the Kollel, mincha is 20 minutes before Shkia, he still has daven mincha, he cannot mekabel Shabbos on himself. And the Rosh Kollel told him, that's exactly why I have mincha at that time. I want that people shouldn't be doing malacha as opposed to Shkia. Possibly also because they're afraid that they might sometimes end up doing malacha chas v'shalom after Shkia. But he also wants that people should refrain from doing malacha a certain amount of minutes before Shkia. And therefore, he made that there's no mincha early in the Kollel. The only mincha in the Kollel is 20 minutes before Shkia. Everyone comes into Nav Mincha, and they refrain from doing malacha during those 20 minutes. Although they cannot mekabel themselves the full-fledged Kedusha Shabbos yet, but they can mekabel themselves Tosfos Shabbos as mentioned in Dogum Revolvam. And this way, at least the kiyum of Tosfos Shabbos, they'll at least have a kiyum of Tosfos Shabbos according to the opinion of the Dogum Revolvam and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is brought down with the Shari Tshuva over here. Now, the Bir Loch, although he does feel that the Kabbalah of a Tzibur is a full-fledged Kabbalah, so once the Tzibur says Baruch Hu or Mizmashir, then one may no longer make Erev Chatzeres. He does say, since this is controversial, some Achrenim find this very hard to understand. How could it be that Tosfos Shabbos is more chomer than Ben Hashmashas? And there are different truths from the Achronim, how to deal with the stira. It's not clear exactly what halacha is. So therefore he says in the end, that b'tzarif oidei zesofik, if there's another added makom l'hakol with the tzira, if there's another added fact that you make up, then it won't be make up about this union of Erech HaSeres. And he gives an example. There's a shiloh when one can be starving Makaba Shabbos from. Now that's for sure that one can starving Makaba Shabbos from Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter that's going by Shaz Manius. In the summer that would be a longer hour and a quarter. In the winter that would be a shorter hour and a quarter before the Zman. Now what is the Zman that we work with? Do we work with Tesach HaKavim and it will be an hour and a quarter before Tesach HaKavim? Or do we work with Shkia, an hour and a quarter before Shkia? Now the Mechaber is of the opinion that we work with an hour and a quarter before Tesach HaKavim. However, the minig is to do like the Shita of the Grah and many other Achronim, Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan even more strongly say that this is the Halacha. And the same way we go to Chumrah and we don't do any Malacha after Shkia, the Plaga Mincha we work with is an hour and a quarter, or an hour and a quarter in Shaz Manius before that time, and once one is Mekabel Shabbos, within that last hour and a quarter, after the Plaga Mincha of Shkia, one may no longer do Malacha. And in fact, in most places where there's an early Shabbos Minyan in the summer, they work with that Plaga Mincha, the Dav Mincha before the Plaga Mincha of the Grah, and after that, they're Mekabel Shabbos, they say Kabbalah Shabbos, they say Meir, the ladies bench lift, the men come home, and that's when they have the Suda. Even though the beginning of the whole Kabbalah Shabbos, Ms. Mashir, the Baruch Hu, the davening of Meir, took place before the Plaga Mincha, the later Plaga Mincha of Tesach HaKavim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, although we do work with this Plaga Mincha of the Grah, and one who is Mekabel Shabbos after Plaga Mincha of the Grah certainly should not do any Malacha, but he seems to say that if it's necessary, if there's a reason why there's a need to be Mekel, such as if Erev Chatzeres was not yet done, one may do Erev Chatzeres after that time. In fact, I know of a certain community in which they realized right before Shabbos they had a problem with the Erev Chatzeres, and it was necessary to do a new Erev Chatzeres. Now, there had already been a minyan for the early Shabbos, and early Shabbos minyan had already made Kabbal Shabbos and Ma'ariv, but there are many people who are going to participate in the late Shabbos minyan, and they made the Erev Chatzeres at that point, before Shkia, which was fine for them. Now, what about the people who are already made Kabbal Shabbos? Could they benefit from this Erev Chatzeres? Could they carry within the Erev on Shabbos? And the Pesach was, based on this Bir Halacha, that since the Erev Mekabel Shabbos based on the Plaga Mincha of the Grah, which according to some Shitas is too early to be Mekabel Shabbos, and since the Erev Chatzeres was done before Tesach HaKavim, it was done even before Shkia, so the Pesach of the Bir Halacha would apply, then this extenuating circumstance, they could be Samech on the those who are Mekel, and the Erev Chatzeres that was done for them would be kosher for them, and they could carry based on this Erev Chatzeres, even though the Tzibur that they davened with was ready Mekabel Shabbos before the Erev Chatzeres was done on their behalf. They already said, Mishir Baruch Hu, they're well into Ma'ariv already, but since they were working with the earlier Zman of early Shabbos, not the later Zman of early Shabbos, so they were allowed to be Mekel and be Samech on this Erev Chatzeres. We'll discuss one more Allah of being Mekabel Shabbos early. The Mechaber talks about some erased Samach Gimel, Sif Yud Dalad, about a tzibur that made a mistake. They thought it was already a time to Mekabel Shabbos. It was a cloudy day. They didn't have clocks in those times. And they have a Ma'ariv early, and they tried Mekabel Shabbos. And then they found out that the clouds cleared up, and the sun came out. And they realized it was after Plaga Mincha, so technically their Ma'ariv and their Kabbalah Shabbos would be kosher. But they would never have done it. They had no intention to be Mekabel Shabbos so early. So the halacha is that if a private person does that, he has to go back and daven Ma'ariv over, and certainly his Kabbalah Shabbos of that which was took place in that Ma'ariv is worthless. If the tzibur does it, so the halacha is the tzibur does not daven Ma'ariv over, because I were mekel for a tzibur, and once the tzibur daven Ma'ariv, as long as it was after Plaga Mincha, although they did mistakenly, because they would never have daven Ma'ariv that early had they been aware of what time it was, they did not have to daven Ma'ariv a second time. However, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the tzibur could still do malacha, because the Kabbalah Shabbos is betoy, so it's a mistake. Ma'ariv they don't have to daven over. But the Kabbalah Shabbos was a mistake. It's a kula chazal gave not to make them daven Ma'ariv a second time. The whole tzibur, the whole shul shaft daven over. But the Kabbalah Shabbos is not valid, and they can still do malacha even though they read daven Ma'ariv. Then the Mechaber says that some say that the ladies who bench lift, they may not do malacha, although the other people in the family could do malacha, but the ladies who bench lift cannot do malacha. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, b'shem many of the Achronim, that since the tzibur was read that mispalel Ma'ariv, and they're not going to daven again, that Ma'ariv is going to be valid for them by the Eved, so they should not do malacha either. Now the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah says that one certainly, unless it's a Shachat Chak, unless it's necessary, one certainly should not do malacha afterwards. Now what about the people who are Mekabel Shabbos, the ladies who bench lift? So here the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why the Mechaber says that some are machmer and say that they should not do malacha anymore. And he says the reason is because they're Mekabel Shabbos Aydei Maisa. Since they did a Maisa of Bimakabel Shabbos Aydei Adlokah, they did an action of Bimakabel Shabbos, the benchy lift and making the bracha. So therefore their Kabbalah Shabbos is stronger than the Kabbalah Shabbos of Aydei Tefillah. And that's why even the Shulchan Aruch, who holds that the Kabbalah Shabbos was made by the Tzibur, the Kabbalah Shabbos of the Tzibur with Mishmashir and Baruch Hu, is now valid Kabbalah Shabbos since it was done by mistake, was mistaken. And even though they're not going to have to have Ma'ariv again, the Shulchan Aruch still feels their Kabbalah Shabbos, which was done by mistake, is not a valid Kabbalah Shabbos, and they may still do Malacha. However, those ladies who lech lift, they may no longer do Malacha. And the reason is because they did a maisa. In the Bir Halacha, Mr. Brewer brings, in the Bir Halacha, he brings from the Gra a different explanation as to why it's more serious those are Kabbalah Shabbos to benching lech. And he says that the reason is because any Kabbalah Shabbos that's done, even by mistake, once someone tried to make Kabbalah Shabbos, even if they're mistaken about the time, that is considered a valid Kabbalah Shabbos. The reason why the Tzibur is Kabbalah Shabbos, not Kabbalah, is because their tefillah, their ma'ariv, is really not a ma'ariv either. The whole thing was a mistake. If a private person would have daven ma'ariv early mistakenly, they would have to daven ma'ariv over again. Because our mikvah for the Tzibur, they don't have to daven ma'ariv over again. But their Kabbalah is not Kabbalah. So this would follow that any time a private person is Mekabel Shabbos, Mr. Burris of Yerloch says, even if it is Mashir, or any other way of being Mekabel Shabbos, even if it's not through an action of benching lift, then it would already be a valid Kabbalah Shabbos. And even if it turns out they did it by mistake, they made a mistake with the times, they thought it was later than it really was, it's too late and they may no longer do Malacha. That's what will come out from the opinion of the Gra. So the Ikar reason is because a benching lift, one did a Maisa, but according to the Chumrah that comes out from the Gra, any time a private person was Mekabel Shabbos early, even if he did so mistakenly, it's too late, he may no longer do Malacha, provided this Kabbalah was made after Plag HaMincha. There was an interesting story once, there was a man who went to Shul to daven the Mincha, Kabbalah Shabbos, and Ma'ariv, was actually with the early Shabbos minyan in the summer. He came home and he asked his wife, why didn't she bench lift? She usually bench lift after Plag. And then she realized she had that prepared, the lift had been prepared, she had stood at the bench lift, the matches were there, she had thought she had bench lift, she had even made the bracha, l'halak nezah Shabbos, but she had not bench lift, she had made the bracha, and that's the main part of the Kabbalah according to the Bahag, which we pass in like, that when a lady benches lift, then she makes the bracha, l'halak nezah Shabbos, that's the Kabbalah of Shabbos, just like saying, Mizmer Shil, Yemesh Shabbos is the Kabbalah of Shabbos. So here she was Mekabel Shabbos, but she never benched lift. So a Maisa, an action of benching lift, she did not do. And therefore, according to the main sheet of the Achrenim, her Kabbalah Shabbos was nothing. She had bench lift again. But according to the opinion of the Gralocha brings from the Gral, even though she was Mekabel Shabbos by mistake, her Kabbalah Shabbos is valid, it's authoritative. She can no longer bench lift. And the psak for her in that case was that she should get a shliach. Since many people are not yet in Mekabel Shabbos, there are two minyanim in this community. There's also a minyan for late Shabbos, and this mistake was realized before Shkia, before many of the women had bench lift. So she asked the neighbor to bench lift for her. She made her shliach to bench lift for her. The neighbor went to her house to bench lift, and then the neighbor went to her own house to bench lift next door, and the neighbor made a brach afterwards for both of them.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.